The topic is that people, the older they get, the happier they are. And I ask you in particular because, well, you're older than me, and I think you have more experience in this.
I actually, when I first saw this article, I thought, this is something that I really, really agree with. I find myself much more settled these days. I find myself much more content with my life. At the same time, I'm not just settling back and sitting in a lawn chair. I'm actually creating new goals for myself all the time. And I think that's part of what makes me happier because I think I understand a little bit what it is that makes me happy, and that goes into a positive reinforcement circle. I know it makes me happy, so I do more of that, and that makes me happier. And I think that's only been happening in the last, say, 5 or 7 years.
So, how old are you now?
I'm 52. Sorry. I started to smile there as you asked me that question because it just makes me smile when I think of the fact that I'm 52. Nobody ever expects to be past 50, but I am now.
Yeah, well, I thought, or it was hard to imagine turning 40, even for myself. So, what does the future look like? Does it look any different than when you turned 40, or how does it compare to turning 30?
Those are all really deep questions. They could go on for paragraphs and paragraphs. The future to me looks brighter, and it's a real paradox because, as I said before and early on in the conversation, I feel happier because I know what makes me happy. And I think once you know what makes you happy, like I said, you can just go on and do it. Unfortunately, the paradox is that you start realizing how precious time is. And that you don't have much more of it, and which can sound really morose, but it's actually part of what makes me happy. You appreciate the moments that you have left, and so you make them better. When I was 30, I was probably still thinking the same way I was when I was 20, and thinking, "Oh yeah, I'm going to live forever." So when you're 18, when you're 19, when you're 25, you think, "Oh yeah, age isn't a problem." And then at 35 or so, you start thinking about it more. But when you turn 40, 45, 50, you start really realizing what it means. What about you,
So,
though? What about,
pardon
you
me.
know, well, what about you? You've turned 40. That actually was a bit of a turning point for me. How was it for you?
For me, I find that when I turned, I found that when I turned 40, things were changing physically, maybe not necessarily in a bad way, but also in a good way. It started, you see the physical signs of aging, just a little bit of gray hair here and there, and this gut, this stomach that wouldn't go away. I've never been really fat, but it's a bit difficult, more difficult than in my 20s and early 30s to keep fat off the waist. So that's when I started doing more exercise, actually. I've never, I've always enjoyed sports, but I've actually started taking it much more seriously in my 40s.